is Yediyas HaTumah, there's also Halacha by Yediyas HaTumah, Shtayim Shemarva. So we have two that's mashma with the Raisa, and another two we learn out from Drushes. So Drash Yediyas HaTumah, that means Amurus Bekorban El of Yerid. Oy Nefesh Ki Siga. We mean the Masech Teshvur, Shanakosim Adabra, Lebetumas, Mikdash Vedoshim. So talking about a case where you were Tomei, and either you went into the base of Mikdash, or else you ate Kachim, the Tumah, you have to bring a Chiyav Korban El of Yerid, which means if you're an Osher, you're being a Chatis, if not a oif, if not a mincha. Now what's the case? Shalacha shenichma, after you became tamei, ocha kodesh. You either ate kachim, or nichnas lemigdash. The afinim also, mishainim eschayev elei v'diyah, tchili v'diyah b'soif. You have to know at the beginning that you were tamei, and at the end later you have to realize you were tamei. Now the helem beitayim, in the middle, when you went into the beis migdash, that's when you forgot you were tamei. There was in the morning, you know you touched the sherut, you know clearly you were tamei. The afternoon, it slipped your mind, your tummy, and you walked into the base of Middash. You walked in Bishoigi. Then at night, you start to think over the day, what happened today? Oy vey, I remember this morning I was tummy, and now I realize I went to the base of Middash. So that's the case that you chayiv achatis. Where you had a yediyah in the morning you knew you were tummy, you forgot about a bashash you went in, then at night you remembered. The helem beitayim, kagoyin sheyeda shenitma, you knew in the morning you were tummy. But never then, you forgot about in the afternoon. Tuma, you forgot you were tummy, the yachal kaidish. You ate the kachim, you ate the korban. When we shachle, if you finish eating, you're there shachle b'tumma. Ishtayim eng mashmoyes akos, there are two types of chiv chates from the psukim. The nelem imenu, you forgot, bu tumma, you were tumma. Mashmoy, shenelem imenu, tumma. You forgot you were tumma. Ava zochru shalach ha-kredish. Vishash, you're eating the kachim, you know what you're doing. You know in the afternoon you're eating kachim. Vishazemikdish, or else in the afternoon when you went into the base of Migdish, you knew what you were doing. You knew this was the base of Migdish. Hareishtayim helem tumah, lagabi kredish, helem tumah, lagabi Migdish. These are the two ikichyuvim of the chates midiraisam, where you forgot you were tummy, but you ate the kachim when you went to the base of Migdish. Shein arba, there's a chinish in other two cases. Yeshachal rabbis, oichtayim, ribu, venelem, nelem, the passage says two times venelem, days pomin. The rabbis, they're sazochal atummy. In the case where in the morning you touched the sherets and the whole day you remembered your tummy. Even in the afternoon you still knew your tummy. So what's the shogi here? Avonel v'meno kodesh. That was shas you ate this meat, kesava shechul heim. You thought this meat was chul, you didn't know it was the korban. Avonel v'meno migdash. You didn't realize you're going into the base of migdash. You thought this was your house. In the days. Even though you knew you were tummy, but you didn't realize this was the base of migdash. So that's another case of shogi. So that's also Shem Arba. That's another two cases that's not the famous in the Quran that we learn out from Joshua. Another clause of this is Maris Nagoyim. There are two Ikka Maris Nagoyim that's Tameh, and Maris Nagoyim Shnaim Shem Dalit. Shrashi Maris Nagoyim, Litame Ben Shnaim Nain Seis Ubeheris. There are two type of white spots on your body. So it says if you have this, you have a Tumas in the Maga. Shem Arba, Rashi Maribu is Tapachas, the first itself Tapachas, Shumash Metzfela. An extra one, a tuffle to it. Kemoy sabchani noar lechas. Marba tfeila lezu lezu. Where marba a tuffle is set like a tolda of the sheis and of the heris. Tolda le sheis for tolda of the heris. Another type of white spots on yourself that could also have tumas magam. The shonach akonim the heris, what's the first magam the heris? That means azak is showing. White like snow, that's the whitest we have. Shneelo, what's like a tolda, what's second to whitest known? Is kasida heichu, like white lime. Sheis, kitsema lovin. Seis Soteris says that's like white wool. That's another type of whiteness. Shneelo, what's the second to that whiteness? Kukrum Beitzer, the white of the egg. Mara, Losh, and Zorchu, Mishamakotam, Lashayim, Shemav. These are two cases in the Raisa, Seis and the Harris, that says in the Raisa, and Tapach is smart, but another two, another one to each one of them. Now the Mishnah there in Shavuot says Yitzias HaShabbos Nogeta Melechus Shabbos Shtayim Shem Abra. That's all it says. It says there are two Melechus. It could be Artsor and Achnosor. Shem Abra comes out to be four. Is the Kasha Fet of the Mara Maish Nehoch Alkom here in the beginning of the Al-Masechta Titoni Bein Shem Dala Bifnim. It says two parts to our Mishnah. Two that becomes into the four to the Balabot that's inside the house. Ubei Shem Abra. Over there, it just says one case, just as Shtayim Shemar, but not more. Doesn't say anything more. Shala, how come here it says like four, and there it only says two cases? And for the Gemara, Hachodik is Shabbos. Over here, our Masecht at the beginning of Masecht is Shabbos. Is the Ikar Lachas or Shabbos? Who Tani Ovis for Tani Tovis? We can explain the Ovis by Shabbos, and we'll explain the Tovis by Shabbos. Usually the chiluk between an av and a toldom is usually ovis are something we find directly in the Mishkan. That's the ovis. We have lam etes melachas that we find in the Mishkan. That's called the av. A toldom means something that's doimit to it, looks like it, even though exactly it wasn't in the Mishkan or wasn't choshev. Another pshat could be amol ovis av, as says the Feresh in the Kroah. When a Torah says something to Feresh, that makes it into an av. The Torah doesn't say the Feresh, you have to learn it out from other drushes, that makes it into a toldom. So what we want to say by Hoitzor, and the Havamina here is that Hoitzor and Achnoso, the Hoitzor is Midiat Nav. That says the Farish in the Torah. The Tani told us is called the Achnosis, bringing something in. To Rashi, Tani Ovois Vitoldis. To Rashi, Yitzios the Achnosis. The Havamina is the Yitzios and the Achnosis. She Yitzios of the same. Means Yitzia means taking out from your Rishus HaYochad into Rishus HaRabim. That's the Yav. Why? Because the Torah says, Miyaviru called the Machna, that Moshe gave a Kohen, and said, Kayaso, don't take out the Matanis to the Mishkan from your house to me to Rishus HaRabim. That's called Loshen Hoitzor. Is Loi Mashm Elo Hoitzor. It's only Mashm Hoitzor, don't carry from your house to Rishus HaRabim. So how do we know Hachnosa though, if you carry from Rishus HaRabim into your house? Elam is Svara. That's only a Svara. I mean, the Gemara later says, Michti. The Torah is marked but not to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabim. Might not which way you carry it, whether you carry it out from your house into Rishus Rabim, or whether you carry it from Rishus Rabim back into your house. So Mesvara Hachnos Rishai. Talmud Gemara calls the Svara only a Tolda. So now, what are we saying? And the more test was Hochid Yikishabas with Tony Yovis Tony Tolbus, who explained both the Hitzos and the Achnosis. Hossam, but over there in Masechta Shruis, the Lav Yikishabasu, that's the Masechta Shruis, talking about Shruis, it brings down Shabbos Agav, it says all these other halachis that Yashtaim Shemabu, smell there, it just says Ovis, Tony, but Tolbus by Tony. Therefore, the Mishnah only explains two into four of the Hitzos. Of carrying out from your house into Rishus Rabin, or with the Tolbis of Achnosa, we're not talking about. Maybe that's a terrorist. But the more that can be. While others, mind you, what's the case of an Av? What are you saying is called Av by the Melech Shabbos? That's the Yitzias. That's carrying out from your Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Rabin. Or the Zoi, the Yitzias, train heavy. Rashi, train heavy, that's all you have, it's just two cases, not more. You won't have Shtayim Shem Arba. How can the Mishnah in Shavuot says there are two that comes into four? You're talking about Yitzias carrying outside. You only have two, that's all. It's Rashi Tartan Evin. The Oni or the Balabayas. You have one case, the Oni, the person standing outside, where he puts his hand inside the house and takes something outside. That's Hoitzor. Or else the Balabayas. But the Balabas inside has a piece of bread in his hand and sticks it outside and puts it down outside. How do you have four? Is if the Mishnah in Shavuos is only talking about the Hoitzos, Hoitzos only shach two cases. How do you have four? V'chitei matayim mehem lechiyu or mehem leftur. Itaki means two Hoitzos that yichai midiraisa and two Hoitzos that shinayim shesu both did it that midiraisa is part of rabban ritzosa. Maybe that's what the Mishnah in Shavuos means. So the more another can't be. V'adumi demaras tegoyim ketoni. Over there it says shtayim shemar v'adumi demaras tegoyim, which means ma hosam kulu lechiyuvei. Just like with the Mar and the Goyim, you have the four different spots, white spots on you. This Sheis and the Harris and the two other ones, and all Midiraisa makes you Tomei. So that Mishnah is only talking about Chiyuvim Midiraisa. It's the Chura Af Hachinami. When the Mishnah says Shtayim Shem Arba by Shabbos, it also means Kulu Chiyuvim. It means two Hoitzos Midiraisa, which comes out to be four Hoitzos Midiraisa. So the Mishnah in Shruas is talking about Chiyuvim Midiraisa. See if you want to say the Mishnah in Shavuos is only talking about the Av. So Hoitzor, Hoitzor, we only have two cases of Hoitzor. How do you have four cases of Hoitzor? Hoitzor means carrying from the Shus HaYochid out into the Shus HaRabim. So there are only two ways. Either the Baal HaBos did it, or the Oni did it. But you can't have four cases. That can't be the Teretz. How come our Mishnah says, like, eight cases, and the Mishnah only says four cases? El Teretz is like this. El Omer HaPopo. Hocho Dikis Shabbos. So here is the beginning of the Sefer Shabbos. Tone Chiyuvah Yopturim. Avada, we speak about Hoitzor and Achnosa. But our Mishnah is also talking about the Pturim. It's also talking about we both did it together on that Midrabban Mitzosa. But Sheikh and Hossam over there, by Mesef the Shabbos, Masechta Shavuos, the Lavik Shabbosu Chiyuv Etoni Yipturim Etoni. There the Mishnah only says about the Chiyuvim of the Raisam, but not about the Pturim. But Avada, how do we have the two Chiyuvim that come out to be four Chiyuvim? Hoitso and Achnoso. So you have two Hoitsoas and Oni in the Balabos, and you have two Achnosos and Oni in the Balabos. And then the two comes into four midiraisa. Our Mishnah says like double, but our Mishnah is even explaining the Yisur of the Rabbanim also. Rashi, mehem lechiyuvim, mehem leftur. Right, so hadumi the maras pegoyim, katoni loya, steriks, and tomorrow, tefosh kamei, chiyuvim toni. The term maskonas like this, chiyuvim toni. Over there the Mishnah in Shavuos only says chiyuvim, kin mefosh the kamei. Beis hoitzoyis and beis achnosis. The Mishnah means shnayim, shemabim means two hoitzoyis, two achnosis. V'kulun lechiyuvim, the yochid shosayim, when one person does the whole melacha, only levadoi, he only does the whole hoitzo or the whole hachnosa, or the balabayis levadoi. The balabas does the whole hachnosa, the whole hoitzo. Vashayk in our Mishnah and Shabbos also explains the chiyuvim. Chiyuvetoni, chiyuvetoni. So the word now chiyuvim mayniyu. What's the case of the chiyuvim? Yitzias. The chiyuvim are right to only yitzias, carrying out from your house to Shabbin. For the Gemara yitzias start in heaven. Shtayim. It's only two. So how do we have four? The Teretz is Shtayim, the Hoitzor, Shtayim, the Achnosa. Nechrami. Where in the Mishnah, Shavuos also talks about Achnosa. Even though it's a Toldom, but since it's also Midiraisa, if you make Achnosa, you carry from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid, Yechai, Midiraisa, the Mishnah, Shavuos talks about that. By Shaykin here, by Shabbos, it even talks about more, where one does the whole Melacha, talks about two do the Melacha together. For the Gemara, where Yitzias Katoni, I, the Mishnah over there in Tumah says, Loshna says, by Shavuos, the Mishnah says, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shemarbo, so the Chur Yitzias the Mashmi carrying out. So how can you say the Mishnah also means Hachnosis? The Chur Yitzias say Loshna Yitzias. And the Gemara Amar Ravashi, Tono Hachnosa Nami Hatzor Korilo. That's not Shver. And the Loshna Mishnah, even though he says a Loshna Yitzias, which is Mashmi only carrying outside, Hachnosa is also included in that. Like Mali Afuki, Mali Aluya, it's the same Svara. What's the raya for this? We might midiktoni, because the Mishnah laid in Klal Gadol when it reconciles all the lamates. Melacha is the last melacha. There says a loshin hamoitzim l'shus l'shus chayim. That's the last one of the lamates melachas. If you moitzim l'shus l'shus chayim, and the chur that Mishnah is going back to all the Friedik Mishnayis is mila yaskin. Isn't that Mishnah also talking about the komayel l'shus harabim l'shus yachid? We are carrying from l'shus harabim into l'shus yachid. You make an hachnosa. The Kukorah lay Hoitzor, and the Mishnah calls it Hoitzor. Zeman Doctor Hoitzor is lav dafke carrying outside your house, more than it's carrying inside your house. Because the Ikka Loshen of Hoitzor just means you make it an Akira from the place where it was Munach, and you're putting it into a new place now. So that you're being moitzit from that place into this place. So Hachnosa, bringing something inside your house, is also Bechal the Loshen of Hoitzor. Because you're taking it out of that Mokum Rishus Rabin and bringing it into your house. That's also called Hoitzor. Anytime you pick up the chayfitz mim koymoy from its place, toni yotzor korolei, because it's called you are moitzit from its place. So might have to mean if you moitzit from rishus yochid to rishus rabin, or from rishus rabin to rishus yochid, you are making your kira, you're being moitzit from its mokum into a new mokum. Omer Ravina, Ravina also the same shot, Matis Nami Deka. I'll bring you right from our Mishnah like that. Diktoni Yitzias, our Mishnah says also then Yitzias HaShabbos. Ishtayim Shem Arba, and right away it says, Kate said, what's the case? Oni Oymed Bachutz. It says the case where the Oni is standing outside. And what is the Oni doing? He's taking something outside the Rishus Rabin and bringing it inside the Rishus Yachid. And the Mishnah says, Lashin Yitzias. Zem Rakol, it says Yitzias, it could also mean Achnosis. But this Nami Deka, Diktoni Yitzias, the Mishnah says in Loshin Yitzias, become a forish Hachnosa Liyata. And the first case the Mishnah explains is the Hachnosa, that the Oni that's standing outside Rishus Rabin brings the Chayfas inside Rishus Yachid. Zemlakul Hachnosa fits into Yitzias also. And as we ask, because it's called Hachsor from its Mokum, where it was laying before, and now you bring it into a new market. Rabbi Amano, Rabbi says Rishuyas Katoni. He like makes the chutz a little different gears in the Mishnah. He needs to change the gears. Rishuyas Katoni. The Mishnah said us saying Yitzias, or else maybe to Hezbir. What does Yitzias mean? It means Rishuyas. Rishuyas Shabbos Shtayim.
That means what halacha of the Shabbos do you have? Two different rishuyos. You have the rishus hayochid midiraisa and the rishus rab midiraisa. And when you carry from one rishus to another rishus midiraisa, you chayiv. That's all. Mashenka, the mokim tur or a kamelit, it's only midirabonim. But midiraisa, you just have two rishuyos. That's magayit too. A rishus hayochid and a rishus rab. So the Mishnah says yitzias, it means really rishuyos. Rashi masnisin dochi nami deka tachnosu nami koriyetso diktoni yitzias. Our Mishnah starts off with yitzias. We are kochach lo matzis meforish lo yitzias bechadayu koma. The Mishnah doesn't only mean a real hoytso, but mashen abra chiyubi pturi the meforish tachnosu reisha. Right away, the Mishnah explains what it means. It says the oni is bringing something inside the house. Diktoni keitzad posher oni yisyode lefnim dainu achnosu, that the oni is standing outside with shusrab and is bringing something inside. Ugatoni lo beferusha yitzias. And this is coming to explain the ratio of the Mishnah. Says Loshin Yitzias, Almo Achnosa Nami Korol Hetzor. Zemnach Achnosa, bringing something inside the house, also fits into Loshin of Hetzor. Rav Lama the Kashkav Lishin the Yitzias Beinocha Beinosim Rishuyis Ketoni. First, you mean to change the Gusa. The Mishnah means the Loshin of Rishuyis. Rishuyis Shtayim. That means the Rishus Hayochid or Rishus Rabin. Exactly what makes up Rishus Yochid, what makes up Rishus Rabin, that was later on in the Masechta. But there are two different Rishuyis. Shein arba b'fnim, klaima, by yedeyim, because of these two rishuyas, yesh b'cha arba yisurim b'fnim. There are four types of yisurim that the balabas could have. Or connect the machut, there are four types of yisurim the only outside could have. Or mehen l'chiyuve, there are two of these cases, that's nisid reisa, that's the yitzo and the achnoso. Or mehen l'ftur, that's where we do it together. V'yud yishru as kula l'chiyuve k'tekinna. Vashenka the mishten shru is only talking about the chiyuve the reisas. So there are two achnosos and of the oni and two there's two achnosas and two hoytzois. That's why it says shtayim shemar. So the moment, omalei Rav Masna labai, Rav Masna es labai, for tinnei hevi. How come the Mishnah says two that comes into four? The chori have eight for tinnei hevi. Look, that's your tinnei hevi. You only have eight, like the Mishnah saying two and four. You only have eight. For the moment, tarfi sorry hevi. Chur should have 12. The Cheshma the Mishni should have 12. What's the Kashda Sirashi? Tati Sari Heaven should be 12. Abo Chiyuve, you have four cases that's Chayiv Midraisa. That's Poshid, where the Oni either did Hoytzor or Hachnosa, or else the Balabas did the Hoytzor and the Hachnosa. Those are the only cases, the four cases that Midraisa the Chayiv, where either of them did it, they did by themselves Hoytzor or Hachnosa. Now the Timni Ptura, why do we only say there are four cases of Pturim? There should be eight cases of Pturim. Shtei Akiris Leoni, V'loi Hanocha, U'shtei Hanochas V'loi Akira. Like Cheshbonais both, where the Oni standing outside brought something in, and the Balabas took it out and put it down. So once you Cheshbon, the Oni started, the Balabas ended off, that's two. Now the Oni puts his hand in, and now the Oni. The other case was where the Balabas takes something outside and the Oni takes it out. So you have both these cases, each case to them is two. So if you have four cases, you have eight of them. So Chorish, you have eight cases. Why do we only cheshbonize four of them? V'chein l'balabayis. The same case for the Balabayis. Going poshat oni es yodoy. Malei l'fnim. The Balabas had a full hand and brought his hand inside the house. V'noto balabayis mitoichoy. The Balabas took the piece of bread out and put it down. Hare Akiru Leoni, you have an Akiru, the Oni made the Akiru from outside, he picked it up, I'm going to have to bring it in. The Anoch of the Balabos, and the Balabayas took it out and put it down. Oi, Shenosla Teucha, else where the Oni put an empty hand inside, and the Balabos picked up something and put it into the Oni's hands, and the Oni took it out. Hare Akiru the Balabayas, the Balabos made the Akiru, the Anoch of the Oni. The Chayn Poshah Balabayas could have turned it off. Because the Yikar Kashri is now a Mishnah only Cheshbon Zois, the one that made the Akira, where the Oni picked up something and put his hand inside. Even though the Balabas took it out, the Mishnah doesn't Cheshbon Zois the second half when the Balabas put it down, the one that made the Anochis. The Mishnah only Cheshbon Zois the 2 to 4 is where the person made the Akiris. So most Kashri is, why don't we recognize the Anochis also? The one that ends off is also Wasim the Rabbon. It's also to make Anochis also. That's why most Nagaya, being Nagaya, most somebody comes, a mailman comes with a letter on Shabbos. He's coming into the house walking with the letter. While he's walking, you shouldn't take it out of his hand. Or don't want to put it into your hand. Because if you take it out of his hand, you're making the anocha. And Rabbanan, that's also. So the eighth is you have to make sure first the mailman stops walking inside the house. He sits, he studies. So he made the anocha ready. Now it's called Munach Mishas Yachid. Now you're allowed to take it out of his hand. But while he's walking, bringing the letter inside the house, you're not allowed to take it out of his hand. Because he made an akira outside, and you're doing the anocha. But the anocha is also in the Rabbanan. That's the cash. How come the Mishnah doesn't chesh benoiz these anochas also? For if you mar, the time nech korn to your chesh ben, shisrin heavy. You can have mamma 16 cases. Shrashi shisrin heavy. The equal mechshiv namme yehanech pture, the misne gabi chiyuve. You want to stamp chesh ben all cases, even the first two cases, or the first four cases, where you say the oni is chayim midiraisa. What did the oni do? He put his hand inside, took something out of Balabas's hand, he made the akira, he took it out and made the anocha. So the oni reckoned to say that the oni did the malocha. We say the Balabas was potlagarmi. What do we reckon that also? Say there's 16 cases, and the Balabas is potlagarmi. All those cases where the oni is chayiv, the Balabas is chayiv, and the other one is potter, reckon that also? On Malay Holokash, that's going to shvir. Bishma? Oh, that's the Holokash.